Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the third week of Lent, March 12th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, where he writes, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." There are words of Jesus that comfort us, and there are words that unsettle us. Today's gospel does not whisper, it draws a line. We are often tempted to imagine the spiritual life as a gentle slope, a wide middle ground where we can linger without choosing too much, committing too deeply, or risking too greatly. We tell ourselves that neutrality is humility, that distance is prudence, that delay is discernment. But Jesus refuses this illusion. He looks at the human heart and says plainly, "There is no neutral ground." This saying comes in the context of conflict. Jesus has just driven out a demon, and some accuse him of doing so by the power of evil. Others stand back, watching, waiting, withholding judgment. And it is to all of them, accusers and spectators alike, that he speaks. Not choosing himself is itself a choice. Not gathering with him is already a form of scattering. Lent exposes how much our life is lived in this half-light. We pray, but cautiously. We obey, but selectively. We love, but with conditions. We follow Christ, but we keep an escape route, an inner reservation where his lordship does not quite reach. We do not oppose him outright. We simply keep him at a manageable distance. And Jesus says that distance is not neutral. To be with Christ is not merely to admire him or agree with him in theory. It is to align one's life with his life, one's desires with his desires, one's choices with his cross. It means letting him gather what we would rather keep scattered, our time, our habits, our relationships, our sins, our wounds, our future. Gathering is work. It requires intention. It requires surrender. And scattering often looks very respectable. We scatter when we compartmentalize faith. Sunday here, private life over there. We scatter when we refuse forgiveness, cling to resentment, or protect a hidden sin. We scatter when when fear keeps us from witness, when comfort keeps us from conversion, when silence replaces truth. None of this feels like rebellion, but Jesus names it honestly. This is why Lent is not merely about giving things up. It is about choosing sides, not in a political or ideological sense, but in the deepest spiritual sense. Whose voice ultimately shapes my decisions? Whose kingdom am I building with my daily actions? Am I gathering with Christ? Or am I, perhaps, unintentionally scattering what he longs to redeem? The good news, always the good news, is that this call is not condemnation. It is invitation. Jesus does not draw the line to exclude us, but to awaken us. He wants us fully alive, fully committed, fully his own. Half-hearted discipleship fragments the soul. Wholehearted surrender heals it. So today the Lord asks not for perfection, but for honesty. Where am I standing back? Where am I undecided? Where have I mistaken avoidance for wisdom? Lent is the mercy of being shown the truth in time, before scattering becomes habit, before neutrality becomes resistance. To choose Christ is to be gathered, gathered into communion, gathered into mission, gathered into love that costs something and saves everything. There is no safe middle ground, but there is a merciful Savior who waits for your yes. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you who speak truth without compromise and love without limit, shine your light into the places where we hesitate to choose you. Expose in us every false neutrality, every quiet resistance, every fear that keeps us at a distance from your will. Gather what is scattered in our hearts, our desires, our wounds, our divided loyalties, and make us whole in you. Grant us the grace this Lent to stand with you without reserve, to follow you without condition, and to gather with you for the life of the world. For you are Lord, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.